A communications company yesterday unveiled something new, a Stratolite. It's an unmanned helium-filled airship that looks like a blimp. The goal is to have the craft hover 12 miles in the sky and relay signals for phone calls, video, and the internet. NPR's Nell Boyce reports that if it flies, the airship could be a low-cost alternative to space-based satellites.
The new airship made its debut in a hangar at a California airport near San Bernardino. It looks like something out of the golden age of the Zeppelin. It's 188 feet long and as tall as a four-story building. Lee Coleman is president of Globetel Communications, which built the craft. He says it's the largest rigid-framed airship in existence.
It's huge. Absolutely huge. If you can think back to the Hindenburg days, it's similar in shape and size to that, although with space-age material.
The space-age materials include a special lightweight frame. The frame makes it different from a blimp, which is just a glorified balloon. The airship also is covered with solar panels less than a millimeter thick to generate power. The plan is to float the ship up to 65,000 feet, high above the powerful winds of the jet stream. That's where propellers linked to global positioning satellites will kick in. They will keep the unmanned ship hovering above one spot.
Basically faces into the wind, and the computer controls the propulsion and keeps you in a very stable position.
Coleman says the ship will stay in place for over a year, acting like a space-based communications satellite. But a satellite can cost hundreds of millions of dollars. Coleman says his airship costs just $30 million. And a single ship could provide cell phone and internet signals to an area the size of Texas. But Coleman envisions far more than a single ship.
We will have fleets of these. I think we talked about 300 of these for the U.S. alone. So we can provide a full national broadband network without having the cell towers or digging up the ground.
If, that is, Globetel can get this initial prototype into the air. Coleman says they're not the first to try.
The idea of floating a high-altitude airship is not new. The military, for example, have been looking at this for a while. People around the world have been looking at high-altitude airships for many years. Just no one's done it yet.
Research balloons routinely float high in the sky, and the federal government uses tethered balloons to spy on drug traffickers. But Tom Crouch, a curator at the National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C., says that flying a remote-controlled airship will be a far different manner.
Trying to do this kind of thing presents all sorts of serious technological challenges, real challenges.
After a launch, for example, the ship will have to fight its way through strong winds that could crack its skeleton or rip through its skin. And when it reaches the stratosphere, Crouch says it will have to cope with thin air and extreme cold that could damage its equipment.
Technologically, these are difficult goals to accomplish. So it'll be neat to see if these guys actually are able to do something that nobody's done before.
The world should find out this summer. If Globetel can get regulatory approval, it plans to test its prototype at 45,000 feet over the California desert. In the meantime, the company is already starting work on an even bigger ship. It's more than twice the size of this one. Nell Boyce, NPR News.